Did you know Alex is on the front cover of a book featuring Lionel Messi and Billie Eilish?
I've made it. Hello, everybody, and well, hi, Dr. Nick. It sounded like Simpsons.
That was it, Simpsons.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Auto Alex podcast. We are now episode 12. We're 12 weeks on the trot now, isn't it?
No. We missed a gap at the right at the start, didn't we? I think we're like 10 weeks on the trot.
Oh, everyone calm down. We're 10 weeks on the trot. That was a bloody break, isn't it?
Was that when he went on holiday?
No, I didn't go on holiday.
You went on holiday.
Oh, you did go on holiday.
Did I?
Had a break. You had some kind of break. I'm going to blame it on you.
It was after my breakdown, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. anyway, before we get into the podcast, as we do every single week, I am joined by Rory Mackay.
Right, mate.
And Taylor Heatherington on also of Dodgy Car Sales.
Number one, that's not how you say my surname. And number two, can you please stop saying that I'm a dodgy car salesman? Because everyone keeps commenting on shit, saying, how is the one that's a dodgy car salesman?
Yeah, and what do people say to me these days, Taylor?
That I'm a fantastically professional car salesman.
No, about me, because of all the nasty rumours you've been spreading about me.
That you're a bitch?
No, it's about my driving.
Oh, yeah, you slip the clutch.
Yeah, I slip the clutch. I get countless messages about that.
Are you saying that you call me a dodgy salesman because I say that you slip the clutch?
No, I'm just saying it because you are actually a dodgy salesman.
There is a thing here, though. I'm not actually a dodgy salesman, and you do slip the clutch.
No. It's the opposite, Taylor. You're getting confused again.
No.
He's so dodgy, he believes his own lies. That's embarrassing, isn't it?
That is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Don't you dare agree with him, Rory, because we both know that he slips the clutch.
Slips the clutch? That's an understatement, isn't it?
You can smell it.
Oh my God, I saw smoke pouring out the back of his 530D, which was impressive since it's automatic.
He turned up in Big Pete the other day, I could smell clutch, it's an auto.
Can we please just get on with the podcast, all right?
You know, I am enjoying. By the way, please keep sending them in to podcast@autoalexcars.com. All of your emails, and then ending a lot of them with PS. Alex slips the clutch.
Can we start a new one? P.S. Rory is fired. What should we call it? We should start calling you Homeless Rory, shouldn't we?
We've got Homeless Rory,
we've got Dodgy Dealer Taylor.
I think slipping the clutch is better. Taylor, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, rings off the tongue, doesn't it? Okay, anyway, before we get into the topics and the rest of the podcast, a massive hello to all of you who've been sending in pictures and telling us where you've been listening on Instagram, and also the Auto Alex podcast email, which is Rory.
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
You are on it.
I'm on it now.
Okay, so here goes. Hello to Rosie Rue 95 building a virtual engine, Garage 79R doing roll cage work, Justina and Omar listening to us talk about Vietnam in Vietnam.
I like that one.
We do like that. Harry cleaning Rory's dad's windows. Do we have to talk about how many windows your dad has probably got for Harry to clean?
It's only two.
2,000.
Two.
Three. I've seen your dad's place.
Is this actually cleaning your dad's windows?
Is it?
Oh, he's also name dropping dad again.
Also, apparently some of my dad's friends actually now listen to the podcast as well. So Adam, I think Adam is one of them. Hi, Adam.
Does he also have a helicopter?
No, Adam does have a few nice cars.
Does he?
Although one of them did catch fire on the way back from Goodwood.
He's so rich that his car catches fire.
Yeah, well, it was a Ferrari.
Adam.
Do you know what caught fire? It was all the cash in the glove box.
Probably. Which probably wasn't helped by all the cocaine in the other glove box.
Did you know when you rub cocaine and cash together, it causes a fire?
Does it?
That must have been what it was. Yeah.
Is that why you get that tingly feeling in your...
What? Let's move it on. To Ginger Mafro listening in the Volvo. Ryan Swift on the way to hospital because his wife is in labor with their third child. Gav building famous luxury unreliable vehicles.
In the Midlands.
In the Midlands.
JLR products by any chance?
We couldn't possibly comment.
No.
What, do you work for JLR all of a sudden?
Of course I don't work for JLR. we've got GG detailing a hearse. Detailing a hearse.
What?
So you can slip them out more quickly.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I think it's so you can open the door and then just floor it and then they just fly out.
They just go...
Like that, the job done.
Straight in the grave. We've got John Bennett listening at work. We've got Zachary listening from Geelong, Australia. We've got Helder on his way back to work in Brazil.
Brazil.
I've always wanted to go to Brazil. Brazil? It looks really nice.
Your Brazilian does look quite nice.
What's a...
No, don't.
Do I want to know?
No, don't ask the question.
I just love that he doesn't know.
Is that what a Brazilian is? Between your anus and your
Yeah.
Or am I thinking of something
else? No, that's it. Yeah.
Or is that a gooch?
Just walk in somewhere like a waxing place and just say you want a Brazilian tailing.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got Espas Whisperer detailing. We've got May Gregg changing his wife's tires in Japan.
Oh, we've got quite a few
everywhere.
Worldwide listeners
everywhere.
This week,
Mr. Worldwide. And then, last but not least, we've got Rory's mum, Jackie.
Hey up, hello, Jackie.
God, not again.
Hi, Jackie. How you doing?
Shalom, Jackie.
I don't get it.
Do you not get Shalom, Jackie?
No.
Oh, is that Jackie? A Friday night dinner?
Anyway, hi, Jackie. How you doing?
Why are you looking at the camera? This bit isn't even on video.
I'm just imagining Jackie's in front of me. Did she like my shout out last time?
Yeah, she loved it. Yeah. Didn't think it was creepy at all.
I sense sarcasm.
Mm.
Shall we move this on?
Yeah, because you are a creepy man.
Let's move it on.
He's very weird.
Okay. Yeah. Shall we talk about what we've been up to since last week?
Yes, go on then.
All right, go on. Let's start with you, Rory. Ooh. What have you been up to?
I've got my house.
Oh,
I'm in
your cottage.
Yeah.
How is cottaging?
Oh, it's so good.
Do you enjoy cottaging?
I love it. I've got land. It's great.
But you're not allowed to use any of it because you'll get told off.
Well, no, I just got to make it. Everything needs to look presentable. It's
so no caravans.
No caravans.
No tanks.
No caravans. Also, she did say the reason that she's very limited on the cars is because apparently she did have someone trying to run a mechanics workshop out of the driveway.
Oh shit!
Previously in that place.
That sounds like something I would
think
do.
It's quite understandable. Mm. Which you would definitely do that.
I would do that.
What about an upside down ice cream van?
No.
What about an ice cream van on its side?
Oh. Which, if you have a look at the main channel today, you'll get to see in a video today.
Yes.
If everything goes to plan, if not, I'm really sorry. And it came out another day.
Yeah. So just calm down. But you will see. You'll see it today.
Maybe.
Rory, you've got work to do. You've got an edit to do.
Yeah.
So today for us is yesterday for you today, which means it's Tuesday.
Even I'm confused.
I'm so confused.
The podcast goes out on Wednesday.
No.
And we're doing it what?
We're not going into this. Okay.
What?
Okay.
Why?
Because you're just going to confuse him. He gets confused by just turning up on time, let alone what days of the week
he's going to forget how to breathe, isn't he?
Yeah.
I do actually do that. I genuinely do.
What is it called?
It's called sleep apnea.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, I do actually forget to breathe.
You do?
It's because I'm so indulged in dreaming and
sleeping. No, it's because you're so fat.
Don't be so rude, Rory. That is fattest.
That is.
Sorry. No, you are fattest. Sorry.
No, I'm a fat. I am Look, fat.
From
I am the fattest.
From one fat man to another, I can say, you're fat.
No, but you're fatter.
Speaking of fat people, yeah?
Yeah.
I forgot to mention this. I got an email a few weeks ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. You know, and this is serious.
Okay.
And I do need to apologize to you, Rory. Because you know when it was me, Gareth and Chris on the podcast with you? Yeah. We had a bit of a joke about you being just a little bit larger than life, larger than you used to be. You have put on a little bit of weight.
I have.
A bit.
And
it's the stress of being with you.
Shut up. And I received an email saying fat shaming was the subject line. And he said, please don't fat shame because I used to be larger at school and I got bullied for being fat. So don't do it. And I completely agree. Rory, I want to apologise to you.
Fucking what about me?
I do.
Yeah.
What, am I getting an apology? Because
well, no,
I get fat shame more than he does.
You do not.
I bleep do.
No, you don't.
I totally do.
The things you say to me and I can't make a little joke.
You're a little bitch.
You're really fat.
Taylor, they kept calling me a hamster.
You do look like a hamster.
Because you've got
fuck's sake. The funny thing about Rory is the majority of his fat is attached to his face. So he does look like a hamster.
Sorry, circling back to the email I got, I genuinely do apologize because as a kid, especially, you get fat shamed. It's terrible and it can, you know, ruin the rest of your life. So Rory, if that did offend and hurt you, and I'm actually looking at Rory deep in the eyes now, I do apologise.
I was offended. Deeply offended.
Were you actually?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
deeply offended.
Okay.
I was deeply.
Even though you're smiling while you're saying that.
To the bone.
Okay.
I was...
Okay.
It's a long way to cut.
But anyway.
for the email. I do apologize.
I would also like to touch on this slightly.
Yes.
I've got bullied quite a lot at school for being fat, and I can confirm that there is nothing wrong with being fat.
No, sorry. For people taking medical advice from our channel, we cannot neither confirm or deny that there is anything wrong with being fat.
Okay.
Should we move this on? I think I'm going to get us into even more trouble than was intended.
Okay.
Rory, I'm sorry, shut up.
All right. So obviously I've got my new place.
Yeah.
And then you remember last week I was saying how all my cars are working again and it's a bit weird because I need to now move them on.
Yes.
Has that changed?
So yeah, I took the X5 because I was like, big car, good to put stuff in while
but
moving.
But it is shit though.
It's not shit.
It's rubbish.
It doesn't even go into limp mode anymore.
You should sell that car.
I don't get why, but for recently, I managed to accelerate to some very good speeds in it.
What was it you said earlier? 110?
No.
No, you see, I'm sure.
I'm sure he said yeah. That would be illegal. That would be illegal.
It's only legal if it's not at night. If it ain't right, do it at night.
All right. Yeah. But yeah,
kilometers an hour.
So I was meant to be moving some stuff around yesterday, and the day before my wipers had started playing up a bit, and then yesterday they just decided to stop working completely.
Nice.
So I ended up not being able to use that car. And then luckily today, which I think for the rest of the week it's meant to be pissing the downward rain, it was a dry day. So I've managed to get it here. And then I've left it here because I've called in Joshy again. Because I think
Joshy, we miss Joshy.
I think it needs a new wiper motor.
He's my favourite game mechanic.
How dare you?
He is. He gets here on time.
Whoa, what? He cannot call himself a mechanic anymore. When was the last time you actually did any mechanic?
Yeah, that's true.
I do it every now and again. I just do it on my own cars.
No, you don't.
I think you can call yourself gay anymore. When's the last time you swung a little fella around the room?
Very, very long time.
Exactly.
Very dusty.
You are very dusty.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear. Any more? What
supercharger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So last week, remember, I shook your hand and I said, I will give you a grand towards that £2,000 supercharger if your car was faster than mine when it was installed.
Yeah.
Faster than my E46 M3 that is probably going to take 1,000 years to build.
Yeah.
That's my fault. So have you bought it?
No, because the guy, so even though he said I'm looking for 2,000 or more,
so give him 2,000, yeah.
He's then come back with 2,300.
I suppose that is or more.
But why would you
say 2,000?
I don't. Why won't you just say I'm looking for 2,300?
What's his name?
It's V Engineering, I think it is.
V Engineering,
something like that.
So what did you offer
really
him again?
$2,500.
I offered him originally 1,900. Then he went, I'm looking for $2,000+. So I offered him two grand, and then I said deal. And then he came back with just one word, which was 2,300.
Oh, well, that's a bit awkward, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
But is it still cheap for one of those superchargers?
Correct me if I'm wrong, it's still relatively cheap for one of those.
It's just a lot of money. It is a lot of money, isn't it?
But you can effectively get other kits because it's an ESS supercharger. Those are like the branded ones. But you can get other kits, which are the exact same thing for about $3,000 new.
All right. How about this? He wants £2,300. My offer still stands. If your car is faster around a track with me driving both cars and I will drive both to the best of my ability, I will give you half towards it, which means that it isn't for you a £2,300 supercharger. It's £1,150.
Would you give me half towards it?
Not now. What do you want? Do you want store credit?
Yeah, I want Taylor credit. Yeah.
Taylor's got 90-day credit.
I want 90-day credit.
I'm not a very good businessman, am I?
What interest are you charging on that?
0%. We already agreed to.
I think the standard's like 6% at the moment.
No,
you could be earning quite a lot of money.
Oh, I'll do you 5%.
No, sorry, no 0%. They're going.
So are we
going
to do it? Why don't you just message him and say deal? Or just go back to him one more time and say 2,150.
It would make an interesting video, I think, wouldn't it?
2,150. 2,150, I'll date your hand. Write it.
Do you know
now.
What would be more interesting?
Rory. Write it. 2,150. Do we have a deal? 2,150, do we have a deal?
And 90-day credit.
I'm not paying towards it.
You just said you were going to pay towards it.
Yes.
Look, you get your money back.
If it's faster. If it's no, fine. No, deal's off.
No, all right.
With the agreement was, if your car was faster than mine, I would give you half towards it.
No.
It was.
If my car is faster than yours, then I will. I'll pay you back.
No, that's not how it works. That wasn't the agreement.
Why does Taylor get 90 day? I want it 90 day.
Because I didn't know about it.
I made it up and then I just put it on the table and said, this is what we're doing.
He came over to me and was like, all right, fella.
No.
I'll pay you back next week.
Shut up.
And then it was like, can I have another 90 days?
Well, I actually agreed with you earlier that once the 90 days up, that's it. The debt just gets written
off.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. What, like a...
Like a student loan.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And then my one last piece of news is from actually our email account,
which podcast
at autoalexcars.com. And it's from Joshua Conkerton. Joshua Conkerton. I'm going with that.
That sounds like a made-up name.
Yeah. And he sent me in a thing. Did you know Alex is on the front cover of a book? Featuring Lionel Messi and Billie Eilish.
I've made it.
Billie Eilish?
Yeah. Is it because we've all got big tits?
It might be. Mm. Mm.
And he said, my niece just bought a book from a charity shop called YouTuber World Records. And notice he's on there with Ed China on a sofa car. So Alex, if you have a look here.
I'm on the front of a book.
You're on a book.
But I'm in a charity.
What is that?
That's me. That's me.
Let's look.
Look at that. That's me and Ed China. That's me and Big Ed. Yeah.
Do you think they paid for the rights for that picture?
I would put money on them not paying for the rights on that, no.
But you are on a book.
I am on a book. Yeah, that is good.
What record have you broken to get in the book?
Sexiest male 2023.
No.
I don't know. No. Just something.
The most rust found in one car.
The most rust. I've got one. The most clutches slipped.
Oh, that's a good one.
See, boys, we can all have a laugh, can't we, at my expense? It's very funny.
All right. So that's it, really. So what have you been up to, Alex?
Well, I have... So this weekend, what did I do? Saturday, went to Gareth's place.
Oh, yeah.
With my missus, spent some time with them and their daughter. And then Gareth and I were like, okay, there's enough crying now. So we went to Birmingham NEC for Motorcycle Live. Ooh. Yeah, we got like press tickets. We didn't even have to pay for parking, which is £20.
NEC car parking. I'm sorry, but it is ridiculous.
Yeah. And ticket prices are very expensive as well.
Yeah, like what? So
very.
When you add it all up, it is an expensive day out.
And
now,
a cup of coffee is like £5.
To be fair,
They
have to charge a lot because it's in Birmingham. They always get all their equipment nicked.
Everything gets nicked. Mm. Yeah,
so they have to buy it all again every event.
Yeah. I think you pay the £20 because that guarantees you one security guard per person.
Yeah.
Jesus. It must be. It must be for that.
So how did it compare to the NEC Classic Car Show?
Well, it was motorbikes, so different.
Was it same size or?
No, it was two halls. There were no stages.
Bikes do take up a lot of less room, don't they?
They do. It was there was a lot less going on, but they did have like you could test ride a bike on a little kind of off-roady thing inside. Ooh. But it was just the stands were there, and you could get on the bikes, which is very cool as well. You can't really get in all the cars, but it, I don't know. It just didn't have that much of a buzz around it. Like last year was bigger and better and there were more brands, and this year you like walking around, you're like, where's Knox, for example, Knox Armour, and where's X and where's Y? And I just don't think money's being spent this year on big shows like that. Ooh. Which is a shame, because bike shows used to be big and badass, but now I think this year it was just a bit like we walked around and we were like, I remember we walked around in about 2 hours and I said to Gareth, had we paid for the tickets, we would walk around one more time and make sure we see everything. And he was like, yeah, but I don't really feel like I need to. So it's like, yeah, it was just, I don't know, just...
Do you think, so I think we were talking about this the other day. I think a lot of companies have started to repurpose their old-fashioned marketing budgets of like turning up to shows, magazines and all that stuff. And they're starting to repurpose it more to cater to like direct audience, YouTube, all that stuff and everything like that.
Yeah.
I think people have started to sort of realize.
There is definitely a shift, especially with marketing budgets these days. They are going through the roof, aren't they?
Yeah.
And you can make a shitload of money by spending, a few grand on Instagram with targeted ads and everything and make your social media profiles look amazing. And people buy into that.
Yeah.
Do they buy into the fact that they need to spend a lot of money going to a show and they get to sit on a bike? I don't know.
Because it's not cheap to go to those shows for the manufacturers, is it?
No. But it is still important because you can also, you know, meet up with all the other manufacturers, and it's just a bit of a, you know, just meet and greet almost as well. And you know, just meet new people. It's nice. I would really be sad if shows like that ever stopped. And I think there'd be like a massive gap in the market and people would really miss them. But all I'll say is that we both noticed that the money wasn't being spent as much as even last year. So yeah, a bit weird. What else did I do? On Sunday, I then went to a wedding. Rianne, my Malav, her cousin, he got married in Birmingham and we all got stolen.
Oh no.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. I woke up and I had no wheels. I was on bricks.
Oh God, yeah, that's the worst. Wait,
was it actually in Birmingham or is this one of these things where you, because you classed Birmingham as like a 100-mile radius of Birmingham. No,
pretty much. It is quite big. So the wedding was actually in a really, really nice manor house about 5 minutes away from the NEC. So I drove all the way back to Gareth's place in the Midlands, which was about 40 minutes. And then the next day we were like, okay, let's punch it into the sat nav. I was like, we're going back to the NEC? It was literally there. But it was amazing. Yeah, really nice wedding. Food was incredible. Yeah, congratulations, Michael and Colette. They don't watch the channel. They don't care about cars. So they're never going to listen to it. But congratulations. It was very nice. Mm. Yeah. And what else? What else have I been doing? We're doing filming with Ethan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. 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 So today, like I said, is yesterday today. So yeah, Wednesday to Tuesday. Today's Tuesday.
Yeah.
And this morning, Ethan arrived at 9. No, he was late. He was 20 minutes late. He did a mini Taylor. And we filmed a little section on Miles, my high mileage hero, that you're going to be seeing on Friday. Isn't that right, Rory? Because today you're seeing the ice cream truck and something else. And then on Friday, you're going to get to see high mileage hero.
This is a lot of
pressure.
It's just a lot of ifs and buts.
We do have a lot of buts on the seat, don't we?
Yeah. Buts and ifs.
Yeah. So it was nice to spend some time with Ethan again on camera. It was good fun.
It's been a while since we've seen him.
It has been a while.
Yeah. Shedfest, I think we saw Ethan last but didn't really get to spend too much time with him.
No, really. Not at all. So yeah, we had a bit of a laugh and hopefully people will enjoy seeing us on camera again.
And you got to compare together. Skodas, didn't you,
We did, because he's got a Mark 1 Skoda Octavia Estate with the same ALH engine as well. So it's pre-PD.
I do like his wheels.
His wheels are nice.
I might need to nick his wheels. I tried many times.
Maybe you should get him to drive it to Birmingham.
Yes. And then I'll just hang around.
They'll get nicked by someone else.
No, but then I'll nick them from that person who nicked them.
Oh, okay. Good idea.
Yeah.
And the good thing is, I'll be in Miles. My wheels will get nicked. I'll then intercept Ethan's nicked wheels, and then I'll put them straight on Miles.
Exactly. And you haven't got a mess about putting it on access.
Exactly.
Do you think people are ever shocked that you guys, you know, when they see, obviously, YouTube and everything like that, that you guys actually do drive around in your shit boxes?
No.
I don't know.
No, because they know I like shit.
Yeah, but like sometimes just people think it's a persona that you just put on, but you actually do just drive around in shit.
Yeah. I would say that our cars are less shit than yours.
Yeah, all of your cars are shit.
Yours are actually
your
shit.
Your X5 is so shit, XJ. You need to get rid of it.
No, that's broken.
I know.
Yeah, that is broken.
But I get a few people saying that they're surprised that I kept the cars from some of the trips we do, like the Mini and the Z3, which I have kept.
Yeah, what are you doing with those? Are you going to sell them?
No, I love them.
When are you going to sell? How much?
No.
There's a price on everything.
No.
If someone said to you, Taylor, that shit little Mini, I'll give you 10 grand.
No.
Don't say no.
Oh, no. Oh,
do
come
not
on.
Even
no.
dare. Oh, no. Do you know
like
why? Because he's probably spent about 12 grand on it.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
All right.
But I like
20
it. I don't
grand.
Want to sell it.
20 grand.
20
for that
grand.
Mini. Everything has a price. There you go. Taylor, what have you been up to?
Wood.
Yeah?
Lots of wood.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
I am so bored of buying overpriced wood that doesn't fit in the back of
my
van.
Where are you buying your overpriced wood from?
A10 Timber.
He's not buying overpriced. Your wood is very cheap.
I actually do get
from what
wood
you tell
cheap,
me.
Yeah. But it's still, to me, it's still a lot of money for what it is.
Because you can't just swap
I can't
it for
drive
a car.
It.
Yeah, you can't part exchange
I can't
it.
Drive wood. No. Still more unit work, lots and lots of unit work. Yep. It is nearly done.
Oh.
It's looking really good. Today, by the end of today, it will be fully boarded out and fully painted.
Really?
Yes. I need to install...
You got men working on it now?
Yeah. I need to install my mezzanine.
Your mezzanine.
But I've been very, very stressed recently because I have been spending an average, of £1,000 a day.
What? For how many days?
Probably for the last 2 weeks, I'd say.
Oh.
How much do you think you spent on that unit so far?
I don't want to think about it.
No, come on. Yeah, come on.
When my office is built, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to work it all out and I will let you know a figure.
Roughly.
Come on.
It's got to be, I've got to be 12 grand deep in it by now, at least.
Shit.
At least. 12 to 14 grand
deep.
You
know what? That pays for 1 month of rent here.
I think your calculations might be slightly off.
Yeah, what I'm saying is it's really expensive to rent this, but nothing like Taylor.
No.
But wow. I want my unit to be right. I mean, I'm sitting here now. I've got pneumonia in this unit.
Taylor, the only reason you've got pneumonia, because for listeners, for some reason, Taylor has decided to take his jumper off and he's now sitting there in a t-shirt.
Well, I was a bit warm
Why are you wearing a t-shirt?
You were warm in your jumper in our cold unit.
Anyway, I want my unit to be right. It's going to be a really cool space when it's done. And I'm very, very excited because I've been without a unit for a long time. Other than that, I've bought some very cool cars.
I've written down here buying shit.
Oh, I've bought lots of shit.
Yeah?
Yeah, you did buy, you've bought quite some nice shit.
I bought a car that I kind of don't really want to sell.
What is it?
I don't really want to sell it.
What is it?
It is an Alpina E46 B3 3.3 coupe.
Oh.
Pre-facelift.
So is it for sale?
I don't know. I can't like it.
How much did you pick it up for?
I don't discuss that.
I can't divulge that information.
anyway, so that is one of them. I've got a Z3 2-litre six cylinder, which I've already provisionally sold. That was really nice. What else have I got? I've got some nice.
Well, you got some Golfs coming in, don't you? Maybe a
I bought
seven?
A really nice E92 330D coupe. LCI, that was a nice car. I got, I bought that off of a guy that watches the channel.
Hello. Yeah.
What else did I buy? I actually, so yesterday, I took a trip down to a local car breakers called Carmageddon.
And
they
break
loads of, you know, various, just standard cars or whatever. And I needed to get some brakes for an X5, like front caliper carriers and stuff like that.
Is this for your right off X5?
No, no, this is for Brick.
Oh, Brick!
In an attempt to fix
Brick. Is Brick coming
again,
back?
Potentially. So I went down there, got those, and I turned up, and there was, as I pulled in, there was this beautiful E39 sat there, and it was an M Sport Touring in silver, and it looked really clean. And I was like, what is the story with that? And basically, it belonged to an old guy. He fell ill. The family wanted to sell it for him.
Yeah.
They went to put it for an MOT. It failed the MOT on two things, so they scrapped it.
What were the two things?
It had a very, very small rust hole in it, about that big, in a really weird place that I've never seen before. So that has been repaired.
Okay,
now.
Yeah.
And a drop link.
And they scrapped it?
They scrapped it.
Oh, my God.
So I had a little look at it and I was looking around it. I was like, this car is really nice. I sat in it and I was like, oh my God, it's like brand new.
So what's the mileage on it?
It's a 530D Auto.
Yeah.
M Sport Touring.
Yeah.
Right? It's got one previous owner and the previous owner is BMW. So it's a one owner car.
Holy shit.
I turned the ignition on and I was greeted by an illuminated dashboard that read 68,000 miles.
What year is this?
2002.
Holy shit.
And I could not believe it. It is the lowest mileage 530D 39 I've ever seen.
That's incredible.
It's really nice. So I bought it.
Yeah.
And I brought it back and I've got someone coming to view it on Friday.
Oh, happy
which
days.
Which is very exciting.
So you saved it from scrap.
How much have you listed it for?
I haven't actually listed it. I just had someone. I've actually had loads of people messaging me about it.
How much do you want for it?
£6,000.
Oh.
But
and how much did you pay for it?
I will say one thing. I didn't pay scrap value for it. Genuinely, I actually paid a decent amount for it because the guy obviously got it for scrap value. He made a bit of money out of it.
800.
I know.
It wasn't.
Was it about 800?
No, I paid a few grand for it.
Did you?
Yeah, I actually did.
Oh,
but
wow.
The guy obviously got it for nothing. He needed to make a bit of money. I gave him a decent amount. You know, we all earn a couple of quid out of it.
Lovely.
Everyone's happy. And we get a very cool car back on the road.
Yeah, that is amazing. Fair play.
In the meantime, while I was there, as part of the deal, I got a new steering wheel for my van, which is quite nice, exciting.
Yeah.
So I've got a nice new steering wheel on that. Speaking of which, my van is on its last legs.
Yes.
So it obviously has been using coolant. Well, not using it. It's been throwing it out of the expansion tank.
How much coolant are you using?
I'm having to completely fill the expansion tank every day.
Oh, that's 5 litres?
No, it probably takes about 2 litres, I'd say. 2.5 litres. But yeah, every day it started misfiring a little bit the other day, which shook the whole van, which was quite funny. and so
are you running it on coolant?
Yeah, I mix it. One day I top it up with water, and another day I top it up. Speaking of which, I need to nick a bit of your Febby coolant off of you.
No.
So my van is on its last legs. It needs an engine in it.
Yeah.
So I would like to purchase your Fabia. So
really? You've seen the state of the Fabia.
Yeah.
And you've seen what was in the engine. It was all metally and horrible. Yeah.
So I'm going to just put a bit of oil stabilizer in it and hope for the best.
Okay. But so do you want to do a deal? Should we do a deal live on the podcast?
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Right. Here we go.
I'll do you a deal. You give me a Fabia.
Yeah.
And I'll give you my time for today.
No.
Why not?
No. Because your time is worth nothing.
And also, you turned up really late again.
Yes. I actually didn't.
No, you told me when we spoke just yesterday, you'd be here at 10.
No.
Yes, you did.
I said, what time do you want me here for? And you said, anywhere around sort of 10 o'clock, really, as close to 10 as you can get. I was like, all right, I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, what time did you get here?
I said, I've got a couple of bits to do in the morning.
Yeah, okay. What time did you get here?
One. I said, I've got a couple of bits to do in the morning.
Yes. Morning is from like 8 till 10.
No, morning is from morning until 1.
Right.
And I got here at 1.
But so when I said as close as possible to 10.
When I got here, were we all set up, ready to go, ready to rock and roll? Or did we sit here until, oh, look, it's now 4 o'clock.
We had to sit here because Chris and Natasha arrived.
So even if I got here early, I would have been sat here.
No, we would have done it. We would have cracked straight on. We would have done.
But anyway.
Yeah, so how much do you want to give me for the Fabia?
I will give you...
Considering it's got lots of very expensive parts on it.
I'll tell you what. Seeing as I'm nice and I'm very generous, and I overpaid for the van.
And I overpaid for everything that was done to the Fabia because it wasn't...
You did overpay. Yeah. And you got a bit mugged off for that. Yes. But that's to be discussed another
day. Yes, TBD.
I will give you a crisp £5.
No, keep going.
£6.
Now we're talking. Keep going.
£7.
We're going to have to carry on going until we get into the hundreds.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
This is my final offer.
Right. You got turbo. Right. You got intercooler. You got all the pipe work, engine. It's been on TV, so it's very famous.
I've got a good deal.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Here, Rory's good at deals.
Rory's
good at deals.
Okay.
Here we go.
You get the Fabia for free.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But. You have to sell.
No, I'm like,
you have to sell 4 cars for us.
Oh, I like that.
What cars?
Well, 3 of them you will like, and we've already discussed, but we can't discuss on the podcast because it's coming up.
No, because I might want one of them.
Is that the...
I tell you what, realistically...
Yeah. I'm going to sell them anyway.
I'm going to sell them anyway, so hold out your hand.
No, I don't like that deal.
All right,
well, he said he's going to do it anyway. So
he's not, though. He won't.
I tell you what, I've got another deal for you.
Okay, here we go. Yeah.
I'll give you £500 for it.
Okay, hold on.
And in exchange, I'll sell your 4 cars for you for £500, which is cheap because normally I charge £1,000 a car.
You don't.
I do.
So not only do you mug people off when you sell the cars,
I don't mug
you also mug
off.
Friends off
when
selling the cars
off.
For them.
Do you know how much people charge to sell cars?
I don't care.
A local car dealer near me that specialises in similar stuff that I do charges £1,800.
Yes, but he or she is a specialist with a good reputation.
I'm a specialist.
You're dodgy.
I've got... Shut up.
Do I slip the clutch?
Yes.
Well, then you're dodgy.
I'm not
you're
dodgy.
You're the dodgiest
you're
dealer I know.
You're a dodgy clutch slipper.
Clutch clipper.
But yeah, so that's the deal.
Right. So you sell all my shit and you can have that Fabia.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold out your hand. Hold out your hand.
I'm assuming, just to add this to part of the deal,
yes,
that I have to collect them on the trailer.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so as part of the deal, you pay for my petrol.
No, I mean, you're getting a free car here,
I'm
buddy.
Not getting it. It's you smashed are. To bits.
We just paid £750 for the one turbo that's in that car at the moment.
Yeah,
it's brand new.
As I said, you got mugged off.
Hold out your hand, young
fellow.
If you fellow,
pay for my petrol.
Young fellow. What petrol?
Oh, I'll invoice you for the petrol
there
anyway.
There you go. And I'm not paying KN petrol. You're going
to
you're gonna have to find
you
yourself.
You do need to find a new tow car.
I'll tell you what, if you buy me another tow car like you did with Rory, then I won't charge you
KN.
You
already
KN
have
petrol.
A nice tow car.
I just use KN. It.
No, you've got an X5.
I tell you
use
what,
the X5.
There's one thing I will say.
What?
The X5's not got tow bar on it.
Well, put one on or just
there's
tie
one thing
it to
I
the...
will say. As much as it is shit on fuel, I love that KN.
You have to sell
that
it.
That car is, as I would say, the bollocks.
You still owe me 50% of the profit on that.
That's so why you it. Want... The only reason that you want me to sell it is so that you can earn a couple of pennies
out
of it.
No, the only reason is because I don't want to pay your fuel. I don't want to pay your fuel bills because it's out of control. It's out of control.
Sorry, yeah, Taylor, you calculated how much your fuel bill for the was in the month.
I would just like to make one thing clear that, yes, you pay my fuel bill, but I try as much as I can to come here in my van, which does like 40 miles to the gallon.
Taylor, how much was your fuel bill for that month that you calculated?
You did 6,000 miles, and how much was it?
$2,250. I'd just like to make that clear. That was just in the can.
Yeah.
And I've been driving quite a lot of other stuff as well. Like stuff that I buy and sell and my van.
That's a lot of fuel money.
So I worked this out yesterday, I think it was. So in the last month, let's say 2 months.
Yeah.
In the last 2 months, I have done over 6,000 miles now in the KN.
Yep.
And I've done about 4,000 miles in the van.
Have you? 4,000 miles in the van?
I have.
With it pissing cooler than everywhere.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
All right. So if we go into sort of breaking it down money-wise, you spent £2,200 on fuel in the KN. The KN gets about 18 mpg.
Yeah.
How much did Brick get?
Brick used to get 30 mpg on average. Towing, not towing, town driving, and motorway.
So almost double.
Yeah.
So you could have saved yourself £1,000.
Yeah, but
how much would it cost you to get an E53 3-litre diesel?
£2,500.
No. I know how much Taylor
for a decent one.
Yeah. So in 2 months, you could basically earn your money back by just using an E53 to tow your system.
But V8.
Yeah, but your excuse if you're never late in a V8 has no credence because you're always
excuse me
late full
stop. Came in the van today. If I came in the KN, I would have been here at 10.
Right, okay. Right, I've also got written down here explosions.
Oh, I've had a few explosions.
Yeah,
so I've had a lot of stuff that I needed to get rid of. I thought, oh no, I'll just burn it.
Okay,
so I just
where was this
at my unit? So I had a bonfire and I left it all outside and it sort of got a bit wet.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was trying to light it and it wouldn't work. So basically, I don't know, shall I say this? Because the environmental agency might be listening.
Well, no, I mean, what happens if you were going somewhere and you had some canisters and you slipped because it was wet?
I accidentally put a little bit of engine oil on it.
Oh.
To try and entice the fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I poured a little bit of engine oil on it.
Oil doesn't really...
Well, it does. As it turns out. So it does burn and then it sort of went out a little bit. And so I put a bit more on and then it sort of went out again.
But this was all contained in like a
it's like
metal,
a fire pit. Yeah, in a metal fire pit.
Oh, yeah. So that's fine then.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, how can I get this to burn? So I had me and Luke, we were together on this idea. I had a great idea to go and buy some petrol. Obviously 99 octane because you don't just put E10 on a fire.
No.
So I don't really do many bonfires. So I thought, well, how much do I get? So I just bought 10 litres of it.
As you do, yeah. I mean, just chuck it on, right?
Yeah. So I just, I chucked it all on.
You
lit
put
it.
10 litres?
No, not all of it. I put about 4 litres on.
4 litres? You put 4 litres?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And lit it and all of a sudden my legs became really hot. So... That happened, and I thought my jeans caught fire, but they didn't, luckily, but I did ruin my jeans.
Oh, my God.
So
please don't try this at home.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely don't try any of this at home. No. So that happened, and then it sort of went out a little bit after that. So I got bored,
and
the remaining petrol was in a 10-litre used oil can that I had.
Yeah.
With no lid on it.
Okay.
So I thought, I should put it on the fire.
Right.
And then I thought, maybe it's not a good idea. And then I looked at Luke and I said, what do you reckon? Shall I put it on the fire? He went, yeah, be all right. So I just sort of lobbed it on the fire. The whole thing.
The whole canister?
Yeah.
So it would like glook, glook, glook out into the fire?
No, because as I lobbed it, it landed perfectly upright. And I thought, oh, brilliant. Oh, and a little flame was just coming out the lid. And I thought, oh, great, it'll burn slowly.
Lovely, yeah.
Luke's lit up a little cigarillo. We're just standing there having a chat, you know. And I looked at him and I went, do you reckon that'll blow up? And he just looked at me and went, nah. Literally as he said that, it just went, boom. There was an almighty explosion.
Oh, my
Which could
God.
Have probably have been heard for miles.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, my face became very warm. And there was just a bright orange glow. And it was enormous. No. And I went, we need to get out of here now. So we ran away.
You scarpered.
We scarpered.
Yes.
So then I did that. And then a couple of nights later, I had a lot more stuff that I needed to get rid of. So I thought, oh, no, I'll burn that as well.
Yeah.
Because okay. the first time went so well.
Fantastically.
And he probably still had another 10 litres of fuel left.
Well, I didn't. It all went.
Okay. Right.
So anyway, I thought this time what I'll do, before I start the fight, I'll lay it all out in a lovely circle.
Yeah.
Put it all, you know, loads of rubbish, whatever, and pour some petrol on it and then light it.
Clever. Yes.
So I did that. Lit it and it went up this time. Admittedly, it went up beautifully.
Yeah,
I had a lovely bonfire on the go.
Yeah,
not realizing what was in the stuff that I was burning. Again, I was stood there with Luke while he had a cigarette on the go, and I said to him, "It was genuinely this. I'm not a word, not a word of a lie. You couldn't make this up." I looked at him again, and I went, "Do you reckon any of this will blow up?" And he went, "No, I don't think so." And literally, as he said that, there was an almighty bang. Two of the bags that were in the fire lifted up and this thing shot out the side of it. No word of a lie, I thought someone had put a firework in the bin.
Oh, shit.
And I went,
was it like a paint can?
I said, what the fuck was that? And there was like sparks coming out the back of it.
Was it a battery?
And it shot across the yard. And I went, what was that? I looked on the floor. There was a perfect line of expanding foam.
There
was a can of expanding foam in the fire, and it obviously got hot, exploded, and all the foam coming out the back of it was on fire.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
It was fantastic. I tell you what, it was lucky we weren't standing in the trajectory of it.
Yeah.
And I take it that's only hypothetically that you did all of that, Taylor, because obviously, you know, you wouldn't put just bags of rubbish on a fire, because that would be, you know.
Oh, no, it was...
paper bags.
Yeah, it was just bags of wood, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like, and sawdust and bits, but I obviously didn't realise that this can of expanding.
Someone must have put that in.
Someone flight it into the paper
bag.
So
I had it all. Obviously, it was contained and all that, but this stray expanding flight, it was a spectacle.
Fantastic.
So I have learned from this that I'm probably not advised to do any bonfires
or fireworks.
Yeah. Funny story, actually. Firework night one year, I was at my friend Glyn's house, and I thought it'd be funny to buy two fireworks.
Yes.
I bought a box of, you know, the ones where you light it and they go off like one after the other. I bought one of those, and I bought the biggest firework I could find. So I thought I'd light the world's biggest firework, and I lit it and it went up and it was literally the smallest firework you've ever seen. It was rubbish. So I thought I'd do the box, and you're supposed to bury them in the grass.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Glyn's mum didn't want me churning up the lawn for obvious reasons. So I lit it, and as I ran away from it, it fell over.
Oh.
Genuinely fell over, pointed towards the neighbor's fence, blew all their fence panel up.
Shit.
Blew a massive hole in the fence panel. It's just one after the other, straight through the fence. It was all going off in their garden, the whole thing. Oh, my God. I ran away.
You are quite a destructive man.
I've got a bit of a destructive nature, as you will see in this week's video.
Oh, tomorrow, today's video.
Today's video.
Yeah. I've also got a fireworks story. I think 30th birthday. Got quite drunk, and Colin Furze, actually, when I did a video with him previously, he gave me a whole bunch of like proper fireworks, you know, like fireworks,
yeah, like industry fireworks, like
big fuckers. Yeah. And I was living in a terraced house at the time, very small garden, and Gareth and I were very, very drunk.
I would just like to note, anyone listening to this, you should not operate fireworks while drunk.
No, don't do that. And we beckoned everyone out into the garden. We were like, right, let's have a fireworks display. And and you know, you got to put the tube in the ground and then you just put the firework in.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, one, two fireworks launched beautifully. And then we were like, this is quite boring having to put the tube in the ground. So we just put the whole firework in the ground. and then it went. And we're like, it's not going to move, is it? And we all had to literally run for cover because it exploded about 3 meters away from us. It was the biggest, loudest explosion I've ever heard in my life.
Wait.
And it shook the whole house. And I still don't know to this day how it didn't blow out all of the windows.
So you're saying you got bored of had to keep putting the stick in the... You only have to do that once at the start.
Yeah, I don't... No, because I think when it explodes,
You're not supposed to be blowing holes in the garden.
Just admit, you two just got bored and you probably just went to each other. In your drunken state, you were like, should we just try sticking it in the ground?
Yeah, but I had a look in the morning after and it was like probably like 3 mil thick plastic that was scattered around the whole neighborhood.
My God.
It was really bad.
Did you get any complaints?
No, I didn't actually.
Really?
Yeah, it was bizarre. And we also launched one into my fence and into my tree because we just got a bit wonky with it.
Mm.
So yeah, don't do that.
Fireworks are very dangerous.
I also have a good
fireworks
story. Yeah, so my uncle was doing a fireworks display and he also had one of those big box of like, I think it was 50 fireworks. All in a box, set the ignition off, and then they all go off one by one. So it was all going well. The first five went off, and then on the sixth one, it then just knocked the firework facing away from us.
Oh.
So then the box was on its side, shooting fireworks out.
That's like what happened with my one.
But it just kept going. But as they kept going, the box kept slowly rotating around. And then we were like, oh, this is going to end bad. And next thing you know, it's rotated to the tree. It set a tree on fire.
Oh, shit.
And then it keeps rotating around. And we're like going, oh, what's happening here? And then at this point, we can realize it's just about to go hit us. So everyone pushes over. There's like an outside furniture plastic table. We push it over and then it's like some sort of action film where we all take cover behind this table as fireworks are launching at it. And we're like, this is bad. Anyway, eventually stops. And then we're like, oh, God. And then we see this tree up in flames and we're like, grabbing the hose, trying to put the hose. God, fireworks night is really dangerous.
It's a good fireworks night. Yes. Yeah. Have you heard of, what is it? Is it in St. Austell or something like that where they light the barrels, Ottery St. Mary, where they light wooden barrels and run through the streets.
No.
It's an old tradition.
Really?
Every year people get injured, like spectators get burnt.
Mm.
And it's the guys who live, I think they've got like, even for children as well, it's like men's, women's round, and they light a big barrel, you know, a big like whiskey barrel or something full of tar. And then they wear the big thick gloves and they literally run through the streets. And
wow.
It is the most amazing thing you'll ever do on fireworks night. And like I said, people get burnt and injured every single year. It's amazing. It's just one of those weird traditions. Yeah, fantastic.
Never heard of that before.
Yeah. Ottery St. Mary, I think it's called. Yeah. Anyway, shall we move it on? We've got a question of the week.
Yes. So question of the week is from Rory to Rory.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
yeah.
We got another Rory.
It's spelt weirdly, though, isn't it?
Rory.
Is it Scottish?
Is it Scottish or Welsh? I don't know.
Rory.
But his question is...
Yeah.
Because obviously he talks about the fact that, in the email, he talks about the fact that we like our shit boxes and we like driving around in a bit of crap. He's asked, are there any new cars that you would actually spend your money on?
Mm. What, new?
Yeah.
He's come to the wrong place.
Well, his term was an actual shitload on.
A shitload of money?
Yeah.
So what do we think is a shitload of money? What, for like 50 grand? Is that... No, that's too much. Is it 30 grand for a new car?
Is that... No, is 30 that, grand wouldn't get you anything.
Would it?
No, it doesn't
really
get you.
Dacia Sandero.
No, I thought we were talking like shitload as in like...
50 grand?
No, a couple of hundred grand.
What?
Yeah, that's a shitload.
Got to, you know, splash out a bit sometimes.
Oh, all right, okay. I'm going to have to think about this. Shitload of money. I don't know. What are we thinking? What?
I've got one.
He's got, well, of course, because he's got a very rich father.
Of course.
Hello, father. What are we spending money on this week?
Would you like to go out and buy one of these?
Daddy, I'd like a brand new Maserati, please.
Look, my dad will stop funding the channel if you carry on.
Sorry, Mr. McCoy.
So I've got... So it's a Ferrari.
Of course it is.
But it's the one, that new 4x4 that the name no one seems to be able to pronounce properly. The Sango.
Why would you have one of those?
I just think it's really cool. Like, it's a 4x4 Ferrari, four door. It looks it looks nice.
You
and
really
it
have
sounds.
Got
a, oh my a God, taste. It sounds nice.
He has got a taste, hasn't he?
He does.
No, there is no denying that taste. It's. And it actually apparently drives like incredibly well.
What about the Aston Martin DBX?
It's not as good as this. this Aston Martin DBX is a 4x4, which is, I've heard
it's the best in the class.
What, the Ferrari one?
No, the Aston Martin.
No, the Ferrari one
is. To be fair, the Ferrari has got rear suicide doors.
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you watched, I think Rory did a, has Rory's done a review on it?
Has it got a towing capacity? Can you tow with it?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't looked at that.
That's the only important thing for you, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. I know with a Bentayga, you can get a deployable tow bar, which is quite nice.
That would be nice.
So the Pura Sangue can't actually tow anything.
Oh. What?
That's
what
shit.
Is the point in that? So we that don't want one so of those. Sell it. Get rid of it. It's rubbish.
I've just thought of my car.
Go on. What is it?
Sorry. I just got so excited. It is.
Go on.
The
is it Porsche?
No. Alpine A110.
Oh, yeah, R's.
They are great.
The A110R. I think it's like 110 grand.
Yeah, they are great though.
Yeah, because I love the Alpine A110.
I like
one of my
those,
favorite
yeah.
new cars. One of the best cars I've ever driven. I think it's fantastic. I don't know what the R brings to the table. Maybe a bit more power, maybe lighter weight and everything.
Shall I Google?
Yeah, have a quick Google of it. But I had a look at a picture and I was like, that I would spend a shitload of money on. And do you know what? If I had the money, probably be a good investment as well. Because they're going to be rare as rocking horse shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And probably only go up in value because they're going to be super limited edition, I reckon.
Yeah.
And also over 100 grand for an Alpine A110.
Yeah, they're really
mental.
Cool.
Rory, what are we saying? Have we got any specs on that yet, please?
It looks like it's lighter.
Okay. And still automatic gearbox, right? I'm guessing.
I swear, couldn't you get them in manual?
No, they're auto only.
Yeah. I was thinking, what would I like to go for? I was like, Giulia QV or something like that would be really cool. And then I was like, that's not enough money. Because they're only about 70 or 80 grand, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
And I don't think if I had that much money, I'd go for a big SUV. I'd stick with the older shit.
Yeah.
Because you want to bash them up a little bit.
Mm. So the A110 as standard came with 248 horsepower.
Okay, yeah.
But the A110... S came with 296.
Oh, okay.
The A110 GT came with 296.
Yeah.
Do you want to guess how much the A110 R comes with?
Don't tell me 296.
It's 296.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Do you want to know the difference between the price tag of an A110 GT, which is the highest one below an A110 R?
Like versus 40 grand?
So that's 61. 40 grand. What world is he? Like, he has no idea of new car prices. Yeah.
No. The difference you said between the Alpine A110 GT.
Okay, no. It's 35 grand.
Oh, okay. So, sorry, what were you saying?
Actually.
What were you saying? You little bitch.
So what do you get then? Cup holders?
It's extra lightweight. It remains usable, apparently. The suspension.
Well, you should hope so.
It's got BC Racing coilovers on it.
Apparently, it's got upgraded suspension as well. Yeah. Yeah, it just seems like it's a light and track version that they're charging for an extra 35 grand.
Does it say it's limited edition as well?
It is limited edition, yeah. There's not,
which will be where the extra cost comes from.
That's where the money comes from, yeah. So, Miles, my high mileage hero, is limited edition.
Is it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Well,
find me another Octavia with 460,000 miles on the clock.
Mm.
It's worth 30 grand, that car.
Well,
yeah. I tell you what, if someone gave me 25, I'd probably take it.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. Any more specs? Do we know how light it is? Or do we not? We don't.
Apparently,
really
it comes with like entry level. This one comes with a sports exhaust, Brembo performance brakes.
Yeah.
Apparently, you still have to pay extra for premium audio, special paint, and Alpine.
So that sounds to me as if I were to get an Alpine A110, I take it to Rich's Fabrication, get a valved exhaust, put some EBC brakes and discs on it, and then some BC Racing coilovers, I'd probably be halfway there and just took out a seat.
Yeah, but so it wouldn't be a limited
seats,
edition.
I would put a badge on it saying limited edition.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is quite impressive, though. It is a 1.8 litre turbocharged four-cylinder,
same,
and it's getting nearly 300 horsepower. Mm. That is pretty good car.
Yeah, yeah.
So they've just put a little cheeky tune on it.
0 to 60 in 3.9 seconds.
Shit, that's good.
That is quick.
God, that's got to be
all curb weight.
Right, and let's have a guess.
Yeah, what do you reckon?
Of the A110R.
Yeah, so it's a modern car. What's curb weight of Phil?
So out of the box, they say it's 1,000 kilos.
Okay.
For a Mark 1 MX-5. I'm going to say 1050.
I'm going to say 1100.
It's 1082.
Wow.
1,082.
So that's literally in the middle
pretty
of what
in the
we've
middle.
Guessed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is 1082 light, isn't it, for very, a modern car?
Yeah.
I reckon Phil probably weighs 1082 with the rollover bar and the bits that I've put in there.
That's mental, though. That's because that's like, they would have had to put airbags or galore in it.
Actual safety.
But it is made out of cardan fiber.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, so that's where my money will go. And how much is it? Is it 110?
It is, so it's 90 odd grand, I think.
Bargain. Okay.
96 grand they start
from. Okay, with options, we're looking at 110.
With options, apparently with options, is the one that was tested on Autocar was 103,000.
Oh, okay, there you go.
That's for nothing.
I'd put tow bar on it.
Yeah.
Pay another $7,000 for that.
Taylor?
Oh, what's your big budget motor vehicle?
One car. Well, I've actually got a couple.
No, you have to choose one.
No, I've got a couple. I can't choose one. You simply just can't choose one. But you know one car that I've always wanted.
M3 Touring. Oh, no, I know what this is. I'll give you a clue. It's big and square.
Oh, G-Wagon.
I've just always wanted a G-Wagon.
A Gwagon.
But I probably wouldn't have a petrol one. I'd probably get a diesel one.
No.
But you'd be so rich. Maybe it doesn't matter.
One. You'd get the G63.
But I want a V8. But I'd like a green one. Okay. I really like them in green with black leather. All the virtual debt. Oh, I love them. Obviously
it is lovely.
Tow,
it is great. It is great.
I do like them.
I've towed a motor vehicle at 110 with that on a runway.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Runway.
It's very, very entertaining. Yeah.
Very
impressive
car.
Jealous of that, actually.
Yeah. And you know the thing I like most about that car is you can't close the doors. One has to literally slam
the
door.
You womp them,
You actually
have to. And
they make
a great noise when you shut them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like, just like my Defender. Exactly.
No, they're rubbish.
No, that's
rubbish. Also, obviously, and I would love a 911. I don't know what one, but I would have a new Porsche 911.
A brand new one? Well, like a turbo or a GTS?
Probably like either a turbo or a GT3.
GT3.
But not a GT3 RS because they're a bit... They're
what
massive.
About a GT2 RS?
Yeah, GT2 RS would be cool. Mm.
That is whenever we were at the Nürburgring and we saw like a GT3 or something like that go past. It was just
Also, there is one more car and it's a little bit down to earth, but I have always kind of wanted one.
Yeah.
And it's an up GTI. I've always fancied an up GTI.
So up GTI used to be my long-termer. I had one for, I think, 3-4 months or
something.
What did
you think of it?
I had that just after I bought Maisie. She was a puppy.
Really?
I used to cruise around with her in the back.
So I've never been more car sick in any car than in an up GTI. And
really?
That particular up GTI as well.
What, my one?
Yeah.
Was I driving?
No.
Who was driving my car?
It was Ali.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so up GTI, very good car, very entertaining. However, my main gripes with it were, A, you can't fully switch off traction control.
Unless you pull a fuse.
Yeah, okay, but you can't do it officially.
Yeah.
And the second thing is, they never bothered doing anything with the seats.
Oh, really?
So the seats are as flat as any old up. So
but
it's like,
they're
what's
tartan,
the point?
Aren't they?
Okay, they put a little bit of tartan on them, but you still slip about left
but
and right.
But it's a base model, isn't it? It's designed
no.
to be a cheap...
Yes, but it's still an up GTI that you're paying, what, 16 grand for?
Mm.
You'd rather they give you more. At least the option to put better seats.
Yeah. Just give me some seats that I don't flop about with, because you're supposed to have fun with it on back roads and track if you want to, but you can't because you're just flopping about.
So what we're saying is an up GTI with a pair of tillets in it and
and
traction
the fuse
control
taken
fuse
out.
Taken out. It's the best car in the world.
And a tow bar.
And a tow bar. It's the best car in the world.
Yeah.
All right.
Could be. We'll try lots of things.
Maybe that we should get an up GTI.
Maybe we should. I don't think VW will give me an up GTI though.
Why?
Maybe we could buy a crashed one.
That would be nice.
Let's do that. Let's find a crashed one.
I would
one.
Never want to sell it though. You know how I get attached to cars.
You,
I'd really
you
attached
don't get
to
attached.
I do.
How much do you want for the Mini though?
I'm not selling that.
Okay, cool. Right, Rory, shall we move the podcast on to our first topic of the week?
Okay, so
this is a good one. I'm excited for this.
Bearing in mind, we're getting into snowy conditions and it's getting a bit cold, bit
winter. Which is not good for me at the moment.
Yeah, and following on the lines of the winter hack, what is the best budget 4x4 off-roader
you can get? So what budget are we looking at? $3,000?
$3,000. Yeah, I'd say $3,000.
So are we talking about something that we can float about in the winter, not really care about? If it snows, we have a load of fun in it, pull a load of people out, and... If you fancy it, you can go and do a bit of green laning and a bit of mud laning and stuff like that.
Something dependable, reliable that won't break every 5 minutes. Because if you're stuck out and about, you need to get out and about.
Yeah.
I've got just the car.
If you dare say anything that begins with Land Rover, you're out.
What's the budget?
Okay.
What's the budget?
It's a Discovery Free.
You don't know that you don't. You don't.
Yeah.
You cannot say Discovery 3.
The thing is, if you buy a Discovery 3, that, as we proved in the video that will be coming out today, or I don't know if it'll be in the V2 channel,
it'll be
or whatever,
some point. Yeah.
They are very good at off-roading.
Yeah.
I would give that. It's very, very good. But you will spend the entire winter fixing it. So what's the point?
Rory, what is the point? So let me just get this right. Budget of £3,000.
Yeah.
You're going to buy yourself a Land Rover Discovery.
Mm-hmm.
How much money have we had to put into our Land Rover Discovery to get it running right?
Nothing.
About £3,000.
No.
So that car owes me £6,000. Where are you going to be going with a £3,000 Discovery?
Because you abuse that
Nowhere.
Car. You abuse it.
Yes, but we're talking about winter hacks to float about in.
But no,
get
winter hacks
out.
Was the last one. This is 4x4. God, get you can make
it. It's still 4x4.
And it will be getting abused.
It will be, because it will have road salt all over it. You'll have a tow bar on it. You'll be helping people out. You'll be pulling people.
At the end of the day, it still is the best 4x4 you can get, the budget 4x4. There's no doubt about it.
When it works, which it doesn't, which means it's one of the worst 4x4s
you can get. No, just find one that works.
For £3,000?
That's impossible.
Yeah. It doesn't. It can't.
It's impossible.
How about Discovery 2?
Ah, I had a Discovery 2.
Yeah.
And they're actually quite good, but you can't actually get one for £3,000 anymore.
Oh, unless it's
rubbish.
Now.
Yeah, they're actually quite spenny.
Really?
Unless you get one with holes in the back of the chassis and an exhaust manifold.
Well, you only need
off.
It for winter.
Oh, I don't know. It's hard push. Genuinely hard push to find
God,
one.
You used
now.
To be able to get them for like nothing.
A friend of mine was selling one the other day, and I'd looked around it, and it just looks like a Discovery 2. It's just there's nothing special about it. It wasn't lifted or anything. It was just a Discovery 2. It had standard alloys on it that had been painted black. It was okay.
Yeah.
I said to him, oh, you know, how much do you want for it and all that? He was like, oh, I want £5,000 for it.
Oh my God.
£5,000.
Jeez. So Discovery 2s are now overtaking the price of Discovery 3s.
Yeah.
So.
Unless it's a rubbish
V8. What about a Disco 1?
I think they're...
Do they even exist anymore?
They're either really shit.
Yeah.
Or they're really spenny.
Okay.
They're like, they're starting to become towards Range Rover Classic territory. Jeez. It's quite collectible.
Okay, so 1 and 2 are definitely out. 3 you can't get because they're all shit. What about a 4? Can you get a reliable Disco?
No. But although that also is quite funny that now a Disco 3 of the same mileage and sort of spec as a Disco 4 is now actually the same price, if not the Disco 3.
Depending on what facelift it is.
Although, if not, the Disco 3 is actually getting more valuable.
That's because Disco 4s are so shit. Literally more shit
than a Disco 3.
Yeah, because the engines blow up more regularly.
You got to remember, our Disco 3 has got to the point where we've hit 20 years. A lot of the parts that we have been changing are...
wear and tear items.
Serviceable items that have just come to the point where they've all happened at the same time.
Yeah, which is very exciting for me. Yes, and the Autonics budget.
To be fair, as much as we abuse Land Rovers or whatever, Big Pete has done everything. And he has done it really well.
Yes, but that's because I've had to spend £3,000 in the meantime.
£3,000 on it. Car is still worth £6,000.
It is, yeah. Maybe not £6,000.
We'll say £6,000. What happens when I spend another £1,000 in the next 2 months?
But you have to remember what we're doing with it. It went round the Nürburgring.
The only other car...
It's gone round 4x4 off-roading. It's towed a vehicle all the way to and from the Nürburgring.
He is right, and I would give him that. The only other car that I could think of that would do the same job as Big P...
Better.
Is the KN.
I hope you say KN. Yes, it's KN. KN is a better tow car.
But it would have cost more money to do it, and... It doesn't have anywhere near as much space as Big Pete has.
But you can't film out the back of it like you can.
You can. It's got split tailgate.
Sorry. Should we just lift up the boot of yours?
Oh, no. Yours
doesn't
have a split tailgate.
All you need to do is put a couple of bootstraps on it. It does have a split tailgate.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, I just never used it.
The glass opens.
I completely forgot about
it. I always use it because the boot doesn't stay up.
Yeah, I don't use it because I can't actually reach that high.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have to do the whole thing. What was I going to say? KN. Yeah, so you're going KN? Well done, Rory.
No, what? The Disco 3.
It can't be a Disco 3. It can't be a Disco 3.
Big Pete is the best thing in the world.
Right, well, anyway, Rory's wrong. What's yours?
I have an answer that trumps all of your answers because it's the only answer. And that is Suzuki Jimny. It does everything. Lightweight, which means you can go everywhere. Super, super, ultra reliable. Green laning, yes. Don't worry about that. You don't need to tow.
Motorway driving?
Yep. Yeah, I was going to say.
I was doing 80.
Okay.
What were you doing?
I was 80 meters per second.
Picture this.
I think that's fast.
Right,
as well.
Okay.
Yep.
So you've got your Jimny.
Oh, I love it.
Let's just load your wife and your dog and all your stuff in it and have a nice weekend up into Birmingham.
Mm.
Excuse me? What? Why would I have a nice weekend in Birmingham?
That's what you
did
this weekend. Picture what you've done this weekend, but in a chimney.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Why?
It's just the most uncomfortable thing in the world.
No, just float up the road, float up
just
the M40.
Just float at 4,500 RPM the whole way there.
Yes, but we're not talking about doing long distance driving. We're talking about winter. You know, we said green laning, bit of off-roading, bit of snow, have some fun in. These are all words that you said not 5 minutes ago. And the chimney is the best off-roader.
The chimney is fun.
Yes.
I'll give you that.
Reliable.
The chimney is fun when you get to your destination. It's not fun during the trip to your destination.
I had so much fun.
Not on the way up.
I loved
on the way
it.
Up,
I was loving life.
You had to wear ear defenders.
That was to shut you up.
No, it wasn't. It's because your car was so noisy because there's just no... The car is noisy.
It's had a cherry bomb on it, Rory.
But it's also because it's just a loud car. It's just... It's not good. It's driving on a motorway.
We're not talking about motorways, man.
That's what we need. We need a budget 4x4 off-roader that you're going to be able to get to your destination. Gymnasium.
But you can still do it. You just need earplugs.
Chimneys, yeah. They're all right.
Don't all
yeah,
right
they're quite
me.
Funny.
They're the best things ever.
They always break drive shafts and they always break axles.
I didn't
and
break
they
any
always
of those
break
things.
Sorry, how
is
how was the 4x4 system in yours?
Fantastic.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. So when you pressed 4x4 or when you slotted it in on the dash on the interior, it all worked.
Uh-huh.
No, it didn't.
No. I don't even remember.
And
did
we
it
had
not
to change both axles on yours.
We had to manually
engage
them.
I paid £600 for it. I've got a budget here of, what, £3,000. I could get a mint one. And I might just get one.
I don't think you can.
Off.
I don't think
fine, challenge accepted. Don't make me buy another car live on a podcast. What car am I going to buy this week?
Oh. Well, there is a car that you're going to buy this week.
I've just bought a car.
It's something you're going to bid on, isn't there?
Oh, shit. Oh, for crying out loud. You know, we've been doing the training up series.
Yeah.
And I really want to get to a 911.
Yeah.
993.
Are you bored and
impatient? I need to sell a lot of things. You need to sell a lot of things.
There is a lot of stuff to sell.
So there is, I think on Cars and Classics, which ends like in 3 hours, there is a really nice 996, 911. Bidding is already very high.
How much that?
It's already at £38,000.
£38,000? For one of those, that is cheap though, isn't it? Like, what is the going rate for one of them? It's like 55?
That's about £55,000.
So if it's below that, you need to bid.
But I don't know if I can bring myself to spend that amount of money on a car. On a car.
I think you should buy one cheap.
No, I think I'll be in a world of pain.
I
if
disagree.
I buy this, if I can get this for like 45, right? Then...
£45,000.
Yes, but the value—the value of these are going to shoot up. You wait and
I don't
see.
Know.
They
the
will.
Markets. The markets.
You are
going
to have to sell so much stuff.
Yes, I know, Taylor. You're going to have to sell so much stuff.
I wouldn't buy that at the moment. I think the market's dropping.
No, I think it already has. It has dropped, and it's now going to start creeping up again.
You're going to have to sell Phil.
I'm not selling Phil, maniac.
You wouldn't get anything for it.
No, I wouldn't. I'd get 1,500 if I'm lucky. Yeah. Maybe I should do a Whistling Diesel. And I should just chop Phil up into little cubes.
Oh, I thought you meant buy the Porsche and then just absolutely smash it up.
That would be a good idea, wouldn't it? But yeah, chop Phil up into little cubes and then sell those cubes for, I think it was like nearly $1,000.
What did he do that with?
Per cube?
Yeah.
What did he do that with?
His Ferrari and his G-Wagon. I worked out with his Ferrari that burnt down to the ground and he sold those parts. He sold X amount. I can't remember how many cubes it was, but they sold out instantly. And from those sales, he made $140,000.
What?
Yep. But they're amazing little cubes. It's a great business
really?
Idea. Yeah, yeah, fantastic.
We need to start cubing all of our cars.
Collectible items. They genuinely are. People were like, Whistling Diesel, part of that.
Oh. Fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Where was I? Chimney, best car in the world. Should we move on?
Taylor's car, come on. What
do you think it is?
£3,000.
Is it a Nissan Patrol?
KN.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's got to be an S. It's got to be a V8.
Yeah, because how was your KN off-roading the other day?
I didn't want to take it off-roading because genuinely.
This is funny.
Genuinely, I forgot the key for my trailer, so I couldn't take the trailer off. And B, I didn't want to get mud on my car.
Yeah, would you have taken it off-roading?
Yeah, I probably would. He would have peer pressured me into it in one way or another.
Should we? At some point, go back to Avalanche without the trailer and then take it off-roading.
I tell you, we can.
Yep.
But when I turn up, I may have a KM in a slightly different colour with an automatic gearbox.
Have you got a KM?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying I will buy one for that because I don't want to get mud all over mine. Because how's the Land Rover, Alex? How's it looking?
Just a bit muddy, but it's fine.
I pulled up today and I just went, oh, fuck.
Do you know what's even worse as well? He took it to get it washed. Well, like he took it up to the farmer's yard where there is a pressure washer.
Yeah.
And somehow it still looks like that.
Yes, it looks muddy, but all the bits that needed to be cleaned have been cleaned, like suspension, brakes, underneath.
I got rid of the mud.
No, you didn't.
I looked in the wheel arches of that today and it is very brown.
Also, when we were driving along in it today to drop the trailer back off, mud was flying everywhere.
There was one little bit that came off and blinded that old lady.
There was mud flying off.
Blinding that old lady.
You are the worst person at washing cars.
Don't know. What the job you did on Chris's R8 the other day, you missed a whole patch on the rear of it.
That you are both equally shit at washing cars.
You coming cannot from put an, me in the yeah, same category
coming,
as this.
Coming from as an this, average detailer, I will not accept that.
I wouldn't have, but I saw him do that auto glim shoot the other day and you actually did quite a good job of it.
I did a very good job.
But you are both shit
at washing
cars.
But that's because he was being filmed.
No, you're just both shit. But anyway, going back to the subject, I would have a Cayenne because you can get them very cheap.
Yeah.
They're very powerful.
Yeah. V8. So would you go for a manual or an auto? Because you can't get a manual.
You can't get a manual for $3,000.
No, but you can because that's what you owe me for that car. $3,000.
Yeah, but mine was a one-off.
Also, right. Taylor did you over on that because he said there was loads of problems with it.
Oh, it's a terrible amount of problems.
And then it turns out there was just sensors unplugged that he forgot to...
That was your doing.
But anyway, sorry. I'd have a KNS V8.
Yeah.
Because they're really powerful.
I'm sorry.
V8. And just let me speak. They're
reliable.
Very comfortable.
This is what I am going to say.
They are reliable.
For $3,000 for a KNS, they are also known to be a terribly unreliable
car.
They're
actually not.
They are.
Genuinely not.
The automatic versions of them are terrible.
Because people don't service
the
gearboxes.
With air suspension.
No. Air suspension's fine.
Where's the air suspension on yours?
It doesn't have it.
It came from a factory with coils. It did.
No. It did.
It actually did.
But anyway,
ask Matt Watson. His diff lockers didn't even work when he thought that they did.
Bullshit, man. Anyway.
Didn't you recommend it, by the way?
No.
Okay.
But they're very comfortable, very fast, seated heats, all the options.
Yep.
Lovely. Three and a half ton towing capacity.
Yep.
You can pick them up cheap. They've got diff locks. They've got low range. All the bits you'd need to go off-roading, and they're just great.
Fantastic. So to answer your question, the best 4x4 you can get for $3,000 is a Suzuki Jimny. Thank you very much, and good night.
Or any Land Rover product.
No, because they want to get from point A to point B.
How about a Freelander? Come on, give me a Freelander.
I like a Freelander.
There we go. Yeah. Oh, I should have gone with Freelander.
Yeah. Freelanders are quite good, but they're all two-wheel drive because they all have issues with a prop shaft. Everyone takes them out, and they're all front-wheel drive.
I bought one a few years ago on Car Throttle for £500. It was fantastic. Took it to Avalanche Adventure. It was also fantastic. And yes, the prop shaft was there because I checked. So you can get them. Freelander, way better than a Discovery.
Yeah, what happened at the end of that video though? Didn't you have to leave that Freelander there or something? Didn't something break on it and you left it there?
Yeah, so the alternator stopped working. We were just driving it around with no alternator for the whole shoot. It's very reliable.
That's quite good, actually.
Yeah,
Was it a petrol or a diesel?
Diesel. Otherwise, we would have had
They're the best ones. But did you know that is a BMW engine?
I didn't.
In a Freelander. It's a BMW E46 320D engine.
Oh, that's why it was good.
Mm.
Because it didn't have a Jaguar Land Rover engine in it.
Exactly.
And that's why you need to buy a Jimny. Thank you and good night.
The KN.
Next question, please.
Oh, no. So the next... We're going to play a little game.
You want to play a game?
And I probably need to do a bit of...
Is it Monopoly?
Huh?
Is it Monopoly?
No.
It's Soggy Biscuit. Oh, no, shit. He's probably really good at that, isn't he?
Shut up. Am I allowed to get up and put my jumper on? I'm cold now because you haven't paid to insulate this unit.
No, because you took it off.
I'm gonna.
You need to wait right there, mister.
I'm going
to
put it on.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I'm going to get pneumonia.
What's going on, Rory? Are you not prepared?
No, you didn't give me time.
What do you mean I didn't give you time? I said, this is what we're going to do. And you're like, oh, this sounds like a really good idea. Everyone's waiting. Sorry, whatever you're doing, just carry on doing it because Rory's going to take quite a while.
All right, so I've got it.
Yeah.
All right. So the game basically is.
Yeah.
I'm going to play you three exhaust sounds.
You are
from three different cars, and you have to guess which cars they are.
Oh, okay. I like this.
Go on, Emrah.
I like this.
Hit me. Okay. Here we go.
Is it a Jaguar Land Rover product?
I haven't pre-listened to these, so I do apologize.
Okay. Here we go. That's a horse. It's a horse.
Dog.
Oh, oh, oh. I know this one. Is that a Mustang? Well done, Taylor.
Is it really? It's actually a Mustang.
Wow.
Do you know what's weird?
What?
I couldn't... I sort of could tell by the fact that it's a V8, but it's a bit sad that I could tell it's a Mustang by the sound of the starter motor.
Oh, that is sad. That is really sad, but fair play. 1-0. I think I'm going to get ruined here.
All right. Next
car two.
One.
Car two.
Skyline.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, is that an R? What is it?
It's either a Skyline or it's like a sort of chaser or something I'm like gonna, that.
It is a chaser with a 1J there.
Chaser.
Yeah. All right. Next one. It's going to be. Let's see if you will get this.
I'm expecting a diesel.
Huh?
I'm expecting a diesel soon. I want to hear a diesel. Okay, it's on a dyno.
That's a Formula One car.
No, it's turbocharged.
It could be an
RX-7.
It's God, not. You are very good
at
this.
Is it an RX-7? Oh, wow.
That is a four-rotor RX-7.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was.
Taylor, what the hell?
Wow, fair play.
I'm very good.
Look at you go, girl. Mm-hmm.
That was actually really impressive.
Did anyone else get that at home or wherever you're doing? I'm sure lots of people did.
Yeah. I could tell because it sounded like a Formula One car and then I heard... And I thought, oh.
You didn't even give me a chance. I'm going to have a go.
Shall I give you one more?
Do you know why Alex didn't guess any of them? It's because none of them had blowing exhaust.
Or is it because of my cataracts?
Yeah, it's your cataracts. Yeah. It's really old.
All right, thanks.
All right,
one more.
Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah. What's that? That's Lily bashing.
That sounds to me like an M140 or something. Is it a BMW?
So, wrong type of fuel.
What?
Is it a PD?
That.
Is it a Fabia VRS?
Is an E39.
What? What?
M57 with hard cut flames.
What?
You can do that?
Oh my god,
I want it.
It was the initial that sounded to me like an M140.
It did. How my X5 is not doing that already, I want to know.
Well, your X5 going to be doing X5 that by then. Driving, though.
I know, but when it is, I want flames.
Okay.
I want to do that too.
That's cool.
That's quite fun.
I want to do that to Miles and then blow him. No, I don't want to do that. All right. Should we move on to the second and last podcast topic, please?
Yeah, Roy? This is the last podcast topic.
Podcast topic.
And the last topic is, it's all about the time. Has there ever been a time where you've just gone, I give up. I don't want to work on cars anymore. I want nothing to do with cars. Cars are the enemy of the
they
world.
Are shit.
So, yeah. I usually think that on average about twice a week. Because as we all know, I'm not a very dramatic person, but...
No, not at all.
I do get
no.
very stressed out sometimes with cars.
Yeah, yeah. So what is that? What's that time for you? Is there one where you like...
There was one that was sticks? Really... Well, there are actually two that were really bad.
Okay, go on.
The first one was I was on the M1 one night, minding my own business.
Yeah.
Driving along, just coming out of London... it's about 10 o'clock at night and I was in the left-hand lane and I moved into the middle lane to overtake a lorry and I was in my red, oh, beautiful, red E36 M3.
Oh, yes.
And I accelerated to overtake the lorry and it developed a little bit of a misfire.
Oh.
And I thought, that's a little bit weird. So I sort of let off a little bit and then I accelerated again just to see if it was maybe fuel or whatever. And all of a sudden... There was an almighty bang.
Yeah.
The front of the car felt like it lifted off the ground a bit. Loads of smoke out the back. I could smell lots of oil. I switched it off immediately, pulled over into the hard shoulder. I couldn't see a thing. Got into the hard shoulder, got out of the car. And on an E36, the two square ducts are missing in the front. And I looked through one of them with my phone torch and I could see my entire crankshaft.
Oh,
and I absolutely loved that car. And I had next to no money at the time. I was like, I cannot afford to fix this.
Shit. Well, you clearly couldn't afford to service it.
I had serviced it. And it was just, it was just tired. It was quite high mileage. And I was absolutely gutted. And I phoned around a few friends that had trailers at the time. And they all let me down. And I was just left stranded there for ages.
Oh, shit.
And I felt really upset about it. And I was just like, I am done with cars.
Yeah.
I hate all of them. I'm going to set my hair on fire. I'm done. And then, the AA picked me up.
AA Patrol?
AA Patrol. And then the second one was, it was when I first started my own business. And I bought a Range Rover, stupidly. To tow with.
Not your £800 Range Rover.
Not my £800 one. No, it was a £10,000 Range Rover.
What?
Yes.
You've paid £10,000 for a car?
I spent £10,000 on a beautiful 2010 Range Rover Vogue.
Oh my God.
Top of the range. It had heated and air conditioned seats. It was a facelift with a virtual dash. Oh, it's beautiful. Wow. TDV8. Or twin turbo V8.
That's nice.
It's a fantastic car. Had it for 3 weeks. It had full service history. It only had 100K on the clock. It had two previous owners. It was stunning. Not a mark on it. Tow bar, of course.
Very nice.
I had it for 3 weeks. I serviced it. It was all perfect. La, la, la. I was driving it around town one day, minding my own business. All of a sudden, it just checked. It said on the dashboard, limited engine malfunction or whatever.
Yeah.
And it lost all power. I was like, what's going on here? And it was just weird. There was no smoke or anything. It just said, warning on the dash, whatever. Pulled over to the side of the road. It cut out immediately.
Yeah.
Engine seized.
Camshaft?
And my airbox was full of oil. And the turbo had failed.
Oh, no.
And the turbo had sent loads of metal into the engine and completely demolished the engine.
No.
And I was gutted. And again, I didn't really have any money at the time. So when I got rid of that, I replaced it with brick.
Yeah. And how's that going?
Not good. Okay. But it was good for a while, but it's not good at the moment. But we're hoping to revive brick.
Fantastic. So, yeah, look forward to that. So my story is probably, I think, maybe like 6 years ago now. I was on a car throttle shoot. You're doing the E36 M3 series. Do you remember that?
My
E36 Lemon, M3 Lemon. I think I was maybe, I remember, I was maybe like 4 or 5 episodes into the series and I was kept comparing E36 M3 versus a brand new M2.
Ooh.
And I had both of these cars in a nice location and I'd done a nice little drive in the M2 and I came back and I was gonna do the same in the E36. And at the time, Rihanna and I were trying to buy our first house together and it was so stressful. Like people talk about buying houses being stressful. I didn't know until we tried to buy that house and it was terrible. And the lady from whom we were trying to buy the house kept on moving the goalposts and we'd be ready to exchange on the house. And then she'd be like, no, we need more money. And I was like, you're fucking joking. She was like, if you don't give us more money, then we won't exchange with you. And I was so stressed. And on that day, when we were ready to exchange, spoke to the solicitors. He then told me before I was going to go and drive that E36 M3 for the video that they've pulled the plug. They've pulled out. They want more money. We're not going to be able to meet those demands and they're going to go elsewhere. And I was fuming. I had Rianne on the phone. She was in tears because we had just lost the house that we'd spent so much money and time trying to get. We finally got the house after like a year. A whole year.
What, the actual house?
Yeah, the actual house. It took a year to buy that house. That was the first house. Anyway. So I've got all that going on in my head. They've pulled the plug. I'm fuming, but I'm having to keep my shit together with Ethan and everyone. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go for a little drive, start up the E36 Lemon. All of a sudden, loads of clattering noise. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I'm like, this is not good. So I open up the bonnet and the viscous fan has just shat itself and fan blades are everywhere, has caused so much destruction inside the engine bay. And I was like, fuck you. And I took the car out onto the road and I did the biggest burnout I've ever done in my life. And there is a fantastic picture that Matt Robinson, who works for the website, took. And it's just the car with a massive cloud of smoke. And that was me just venting all of my fury and anger at that woman who pulled the plug on our house that we eventually got after a year on the car that just shat itself. And that is also part of the reason why I hated that E36 M3, because it was the bane of my life and it made Rianne cry. The house made her cry, but by proxy, the car did.
You lost your shit because of a viscous fan.
Yes. Yes. But everything else.
Mm.
And I didn't know the damage it had done, and it made so much noise.
So it's funny, actually, because we both had our moments over E36s.
Yes, it's just because they're shit. They're great to look at.
I really like them.
They're great to look at, but they're just not very good.
When they work, I think they're fantastic.
Yes, yes. But yeah, that was also a big deciding factor in me selling that car, because every other weekend, I would have to fix something with Gareth.
Mm.
And it's just like, I don't want a car that I drive a little bit and then fix a lot. Drive a little bit, fix a lot. It was just disgusting.
Because as much as we joke about it, unreliability does get a little bit tedious after a while.
Yeah, especially like me when you're like 30.
And I thought you were 40.
I'm not 40.
You are 40.
No, look, you're nearly 40.
Oh, do you know something funny? So I was speaking with Gareth and his wife, Aurelie, said, oh yeah, what are we going to do for Gareth's 40th next year? And I looked at him and I was like, you're 40 next year. He was like, hey, shut your mouth, eh? I'll kill you dead.
So you're going to be tax and ULEZ exempt next
year?
Yeah,
I am, okay. I'm going to be able to walk around naked in London. That's very exciting. But yeah, no, that was also the day when I thought, just like, fuck cars, I'm just done. I was so done with life that car just tipped me over the edge.
I think mine's already been loosely said, with obviously the fact that I've lost a considerable amount of money on cars.
What was it? How much money was it?
It was 90,000.
Was it £90,000? Yeah.
And part of the quickest loss I think I ever made is part of that, which was the buying a disco free for £6,000.
Oh, I love this story.
And you recommended one just now, but apparently they're great,
and then
Rory.
Turbo going straight away, losing £3,000 within a month. Imagine just a month. And then next month, bought a Jaguar XF. Then the cats on the back of, I think it's got cats on the back of the engine or something like that. Anyway, they cracked. And then from what I've heard, that was an engine out job to do. So again, we buy any car that got rid of that car. So that was another £3,000 lost.
Jeez.
And at that point, I was like going, Rory, you're being fucking stupid. Stop buying JLR products. Stop buying these luxury things. Just get something reliable. Get something, you know, Japanese. And I was like, Mazda 6.
Perfect.
Mazda 6, Japanese, reliability.
You bought the worst Japanese car you could have possibly bought.
I didn't know this at the time.
Yeah.
So anyway, I bought this. And then this was just when we started doing Auto Alex stuff. And
it got good MPG though, didn't it?
It got incredible MPG. Yeah.
The sound system was great just after the timing chain stopped rattling.
The chain just started rattling. And I was like, are you fucking serious? And this was within the space of 2.5 months, I lost £9,000. Because then Taylor looked into it, and then to get like a mechanic to do the job, to do the chains and everything like that.
It just wasn't
worth it. So we ended up auctioning that car, and then it got less than we thought it would do in the auction.
No.
And I think, again, that was another £3,000 loss.
Wow.
And that was 2.5 months. I lost £9,000.
Wow.
And at that point, that was when I was just, Taylor, just get me a car. I just can't be bothered with any of this. And then we got the BMW 535D.
It's been uphill since then.
Yeah, it's been
well,
all right.
Well, it's a bit downhill with that X5 that you bought, because it's shit.
And
that
the wipers
so
don't work.
Oh, and the wipers,
I still don't think that X5's that bad.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
The thing is, I went into that knowing it was shit. The other three that I bought before that, they were all meant to be good cars and everything like that, but they just weren't. God. And then the disco free. Do you remember I was in This Is Your Garage? I was doing some shoots for Carfrol at the time when I had that. And I used to get to This Is Your Garage early because Dick, who was the guy who runs This Is Your Garage, was a bit of a Land Rover guy as well.
Yeah.
And he helped me do a few things. We installed the pipes. And then I had Adam from Vox Technics as well. He was also helping me do some things because we were trying to diagnose what the problem was, because like it was weirdly going into limp mode. And it turns out, the turbo has a variable vane. Is a variable vane?
Yeah.
And then one, that variable part wasn't working. So it was working up to a point. And then when Alex drove it and then did some towing with it, it then killed it off.
Don't.
So
even.
Alex broke it.
Alex
don't
broke it.
Don't even.
He
all
does
I
break
did,
a lot of stuff.
All I did was accelerate out of a corner like a normal human being, and it went into
while towing.
Road. Yes.
Yeah.
Just accelerating. You have to, one has to accelerate to
but anyway,
leave a junction. And he blames me for that.
Yeah.
You do drive differently when there's a trailer connected,
yes,
though.
Yes, I drive very sensibly.
Aggressively.
Aggressive.
No, well, I've learned from you, haven't I? You are the most aggressive towist I have ever met in my life.
I'm efficient and speedy.
Mm. Yeah, especially in the third lane of a motorway.
I don't know.
No, you can't do that.
Lane.
That's illegal.
That is illegal.
I don't use
that
the third
very
lane
illegal.
When I'm trying to trailer.
Right, anyway, how long have we been rabbiting on for,
An hour and 30 minutes, roughly.
An hour and 30 minutes? Yeah. We've been boring people for an hour and 30 minutes. Mm. That's a good
quite
time,
a while,
though.
Yeah,
it's good.
People like that kind of length.
Even look, Maisie's fallen asleep.
Maisie has
she
more
is conked out.
She is resting her eyes.
She's underneath our big outdoor heater because it's very cold inside, and she has another heater on her. I've noticed that both heaters are actually focused on the dog.
Yeah.
She's got to prioritize the dog.
She's more important than all of us.
Yeah, it's fair. Yeah, she does carry the channel.
Mm.
Right, any more to say about the week or what we're going to do? We're going to be buying me a car.
Oh,
right,
yeah,
after
we've
this.
Got to go and find you a car.
Oh, yeah, we're buying you your
unreliable
car.
For £1,000 car.
And you're also putting a bid on that 993.
Oh, shit, I'm going to have to, aren't I?
You are.
Oh, God.
Should I actually?
Go on, do it. Do it right now.
I'm not going to do it right now. I'll do it when it's closer to the time, which is like 2 hours or so.
It's not like eBay.
Is it not?
No.
But how does it work? Is it car and classics?
Right,
hold on. Just stay with me for a minute, everyone.
And then you win it.
Oh, there it is. Okay, so.
How much is it at?
Oh, shit. It's at 40 grand.
Oh, no, that's a bit much.
So it's a 1994 Porsche 911 993 Carrera 2 manual, blue with like standard, it looks like 15-inch alloys. Comprehensive service history, sport chrono pack, impeccable condition. 272
horsepower. How much do you actually think that's worth? Like, if you saw that, because you've been told that this one's quite nice as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been told that this is very nice. Owned by a farmer since 2002. The car has been dry stored and used sparingly, blah, blah, blah. Six previous owners.
Yeah, Clarkson's previous car.
Oh, okay. So it's done.
Clarkson doesn't like
60 something thousand miles. 68,000 miles, I think. There are, I think, 200 pictures.
I mainly like it because it says M57.
Oh,
on
the
number plate.
It says M57 and then it's ew.
You will definitely have to stick that on something.
But
you know what? You can stick that on.
EW M57. Ew.
No, you have a high mileage BMW.
That's not a private plate.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
That's not actually a private plate.
Can
I not
put it on though? Does that mean I can't use it?
No, that's not a private plate.
Oh. It's got to be a private plate.
It's not. You can get like 90s cars with 6-digit number plates.
Oh.
It's quite a common thing.
So I just want it for that non-private plate. I would pay. Okay, 3 hours, 25 minutes.
One thing with that car.
Yes.
I do think it's very cool, obviously.
Yes.
No, no, it's I do really like it. I'm not sure on that blue interior.
Yeah, I'm not too.
It's very blue.
Yeah, but I mean, what would you go for instead?
Black.
Yeah, but I mean, it's nice to have a little bit of something.
But it's so blue. Like, it's all blue. Even the switches are blue. And the steering wheel's blue.
Yeah.
It's the bluest
like
blue
it.
I've ever seen in a blooming life.
I quite like it. I do
it's
quite
blue.
Like it. All right. What colour is it?
All right. Anyway.
Blue.
All right.
Anyway, you'll find out in next week's podcast if Alex is now the proud owner of a 993.
Shall I log into bid?
Yeah.
If I put 50 grand in, does that mean that I'll have to pay like 60 grand because of their fees?
You're off your trolley.
No, because it's not a proper. It's not.
Oh yeah,
proper
no, you
auction.
Will have to pay fees.
Do you have to pay fees?
Yeah,
sometimes?
There will be some sort of fees.
There's
there?
Buyers.
What's
fees.
Your highest bid?
I don't know.
Go on. What are you going to sit at? Let's say if it goes for 53,000.
I'm going to order a pizza.
No, I'm not. I'm not going anywhere above 50.
Oh.
I can't believe I'm saying this. These are disgusting, obscene figures.
But if you think about it, you've got to sell 944. You've got to sell the Audi S4.
Yeah.
You've got to sell Tina, the XK8.
I've got the
XJR.
Yeah.
I forgot about that as well.
And Phil, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, of course.
What have you got else?
So that is already, 23 grand?
That's 23 grand.
Yeah.
And then we've got all the barn fights. We've got the S-Class, which is now running.
Yeah. So I'm thinking maybe it's worth 8. I'll take probably 7 for that. So
there's one listed for 10 grand with a lot higher mileage.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it's going to sell. It's going to sell though, does it? I want to be realistic and I don't want to be greedy. But that's already 30 grand. And I do have some savings for 911.
Yeah.
So I might find out next week if I ruin myself even more financially.
You're definitely going to buy that.
I don't think so. I think it's going to go for way too high.
You'd be such a chicken if you didn't buy that.
Yeah.
He is a chicken.
Go on, do it.
You buy the supercharger and I'll buy this car.
Deal.
Oh.
Oh. But I don't give you any money towards
No, deal. We'll do it.
I must admit, Alex.
Yeah.
I would quite like to get a photo of my Porsche Cayenne towing your Porsche 933 on a trailer.
Alex.
This is a Porsche.
Porsche.
Alex.
Yes.
Come here.
No, but if it's like 60 grand, I do have my limit.
Yeah, what are you going up to?
10.
9. 8. Shall I need to have a look. If I can get it for 52, all in.
Yeah. 52.
I was going to go for more than that.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not going to go any higher than that.
55. Come on. 55 all in.
Shut up.
55 all in. Come on.
52 all in. 52 all in. That's my final offer. I'm not going higher.
55.
I promise you, I'm not going higher.
53.
52.
53.
Rory, you're boring everyone.
52 and a half. It's then at a quarter. Come on.
Put it there.
Have you actually looked on Facebook Marketplace to see if there's any 911?
Yeah, I have. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. Find out next week if I have made. I don't think it's a financial mistake.
I don't think it's either. No.
Well, they are worth quite a lot.
Yeah, the thing is with these cars. Okay, like it's going to be 50 grand, which is a disgusting amount. But in 3 years. I might be able to sell that for 60 grand.
You will,
or
no,
it could
definitely
be worth 10.
Be worth 10. You never know. You never know.
Classic cars have not gone down. They just haven't gone down.
They have.
Not
the prices of E-types have fallen through their arse.
Yes, but they're still ridiculous compared to what they were.
They've half though.
Right. Mm. Anyway, thank you very much again for listening. Please make sure you... Can you subscribe to podcasts?
You can, yeah, on some platforms.
Yeah, just do that. And if you would leave us a good review, that'd be lovely as well. We like reading the reviews. It's always good. Yeah. And the podcast email is?
podcast@autoalexcars.com.
Fantastic. From us, have a great remainder of the week and we will see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.